The Song of Solomon. Note: Among the multitudes who read the Bible, there are comparatively few who have a clear understanding of the Song of Solomon. Some have thought it a collection of songs, but it is more generally understood to be a sort of drama. The identity of the speakers and the length of their speeches are not disclosed. There are two partial solutions to this puzzling problem. One provides for two principal characters. The other, which is here chosen, finds in the story three principal characters: the shepherd representing Christ, the Shulamite representing the individual Christian, and King Solomon representing the world. It is believed that Solomon, realizing that his worldliness was leading his people away from God, sought to make amends by warning them through this story. Those faithful to God are identified with the Shulamite, true to her unseen lover, while most of the people, like the women of the harem, are absorbed with the splendor of the earthly king. Only Solomon could have dared to have thus pictured himself as a spiritual detriment to his people. As it is true, in our Lord's parable of the prodigal son, there is not even a hint in the immediate text of this book of its spiritual significance. Yet Jesus himself said to read the Old Testament scriptures, for they testify of him, and nowhere is that more obvious than in this precious book, John 5:39. The reader who would get the wealth of benefit to be found in it must be constantly alert to see where he personally fits into the story. And this applies to young and old alike, the book being equally suitable reading for either. To keep the spiritual identity of the shepherd in constant view, the words which represent him are in italic. Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd. Isaiah 40:11, he will feed his flock like a shepherd. John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. Hebrews 13:20, now, may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. 1 Peter 2:25, for you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. 1 Peter 5:4, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.